This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that today's India seeks to connect with everyone and wants the development and welfare of all. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, Poland, Mr. Modi said, "For decades, India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations." He noted that the world now respects India as Vishwabandhu. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts on the significant contribution made by the Indian diaspora in strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. He also commended their role in the success of Operation Ganga. Mr. Modi called upon the community to become a brand ambassador of tourism to India and be part of its growth story. He noted that the Dobri Maharaja, Kolhapur and Battle of Monte Cassino memorials were shining examples of vibrant people-to-people ties between the two countries. The Prime Minister spoke about the transformative progress achieved by India in the last 10 years. He expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the next few years. Mr. Modi also spoke about his vision for the country to becoming a developed nation, Viksit Bharat, by 2047. He stated that Poland and India are enhancing their partnership in areas of new technology and clean energy and driving green growth. Mr. Modi stated that India, as mother of democracy and its shared values with Poland, bring the two countries closer. In Assam, the Cabinet approved a bill yesterday to abolish the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorce Registration Act and Rules of 1935, which allowed underage marriages under specific conditions. Earlier this year, the State Cabinet decided to abolish the Act, and yesterday's meeting authorized the repealing bill required to implement this decision. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma stated that the Cabinet has taken a significant step to ensure justice for the daughters and sisters of Assam by adding additional safeguards against child marriage. The new bill will be tabled in the Assembly in the next session. The Chief Minister also noted that the Cabinet decided to reduce VAT on CNG to 5%. Additionally, the Cabinet approved a financial sanction of 200 crore rupees for the Assam Cancer Care Foundation to support the Assam Cancer Care Project for 2024-25. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister and Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Champai Soren yesterday announced the formation of a new political party amidst reports of rising tensions within the party. Mr. Soren said the name of the new party will be announced after consultation with workers. Addressing a public meeting at his home constituency, Saraikela Kharsawa, Mr. Soren said he is open to forming new alliances and join hands with like-minded parties. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has called upon the Income Tax Department to make the language of notices sent to assessees simple and straightforward so as not to trigger a sense of fear among the taxpayers. Speaking at a function organized to celebrate the 165th year of income tax in New Delhi, the Finance Minister added that the number of new net addition of the taxpayers has gone up and the tax net is widening. In Andhra Pradesh, 7 persons were killed and over 30 others were seriously injured in a reactor explosion at Essentia Pharma Company in Achutpuram, SEZ of Anakapalli district yesterday. The district officials said the injured persons have been admitted in the hospitals for treatment. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu has expressed deep shock over the loss of lives in the explosion. He directed the district collector to provide assistance to the victims and announced the government would support the families of the deceased. The Indian hockey team, which won bronze medal at the just-concluded Paris Olympics, was accorded a rousing welcome at Bhubaneswar in Odisha last afternoon. A large number of people, including sports enthusiasts, thronged the Biju Patnaik International Airport to welcome the hockey players and greet them. The members of the hockey team held a mega roadshow, Vijay Gaurab Yatra, from the airport to Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar. Odisha's rich culture and heritage was also showcased during the roadshow. Earlier, the members of the hockey team were felicitated by Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, on behalf of the state government. The Sri Lankan government has announced visa-free access for citizens of 35 countries, including major nations like India, UK, USA, Canada, Germany, Japan, among others. This initiative will take effect from October 1st, 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.